It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The names of three Air Force bases in Colorado changed today. CPR's Dan Boy says the change aligns the bases with their work for the new U.S. Space Force.
It's kind of simple, really. Peterson Air Force Base and Schriever Air Force Base will become Peterson and Schriever Space Force bases. Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station will be Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. These bases have long had space-focused missions. Peterson is also the interim home of the U.S. Space Command, which brings together space professionals from all military branches. The highest-ranking official in the Space Force, General J. Raymond, will preside over the renaming ceremony Monday. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Two county fairs in Colorado made the news this weekend, but for different reasons, CPR's Paolo Schalciter reports.
The Arapahoe County Fair had to turn people away at the gates Saturday night because more than 15,000 people were already there. According to Fox 31, it's the first time they had to close their gates due to large crowds. And at the Eagle County Fair, authorities chased down four runaway horses along I-70. The horses had escaped the corral, run through the carnival, and used a roundabout on-ramp to get on the interstate. Eagle police temporarily closed I-70 to capture them. They were safely returned to their owners. I'm Paolo Schalciter, CPR News.
The state is backing away from an effort to require large workplaces to decrease the number of employees commuting by car. The original plan would have required employers with 100 or more workers on site to get more of them on public transit, bikes, or other alternatives. It was part of the state's plan to reduce greenhouse gases, but the state says it won't pursue formal rules and instead will focus on encouraging employers to take voluntary steps. A Colorado Springs native became the first American woman to win Olympic gold in Taekwondo. 18-year-old Anastasia Zolotich won the women's 57-kilogram competition on Sunday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.